Thought for today, Songs of the 40s. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. We have just finished an hour and a half long session of singing the songs from the 1940s. These songs were quite charming, quite popular. They were songs during the Second World War, songs of the ladies left at home waiting for their sweethearts, and Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week, and other crazy songs like Putty Putty Choo Choo and Mercy Dotes and Dozy Dotes, all of these lovely songs, which were crazy. But they were all upbeat. They were all positive and joyous. They were songs leading to a more happy adventure as soon as the war was over. Now, we could very well take a cue from the songs that were sung in the 40s, because these songs were upbeat songs. These songs were songs of love, songs of expectation, not sadness because they lost their lover, not sadness because their lover's away and things like that, but just waiting for the day of their return, knowing definitely they're going to return. And also, every time it rains, pennies from heaven. If we would realize that every time it rains, it does rain pennies from heaven, because it makes the soil very vibrant and filled with the moisture needed for the seeds to grow and turn everything green and verdant and bring about the crops and bring about the foods that we eat and enjoy so much. Can't we start thinking in that vein, in that venue a little more? If we'd start realizing that the world is what our thoughts are, and as we think our thoughts, we bring these things about in our life. The songs of the 40s, we think to ourselves, huh, what good can come out of there? And they asked, what good could come out of Galilee, referring to Jesus. And, well, what good could come out of the songs of the 40s? The positive attitude toward life, the joyous, constructive attitude toward life, the realization that life is good and very good. I had a person call this evening asking for counseling on dealing with people who call him in the middle of the night and saying that they want treatment. And having had experience in this area, I was able to guide him from my own experience. And my own experience was, close your ears to whatever is the problem. And as soon as the person gets done humping and hauling about the problem, he takes a big breath. And when he takes a big breath, you listen and you say, now what is it you want? What is it you want to experience? What cause would you like to put in motion for yourself? Well, I ate a couple pieces of rice there, and they come out in my teeth here, and I'm talking and picking the rice out of my teeth. It's a silly thing to do, but you've been there and done that too, I know. So, what did I say to my friend who called this evening? I said, be positive. Just tell him that all is in divine order, and that as he listens within, the answer is there for him right now. Okay, the songs of the 40s were like that too. They sang melodies, lovely, gentle melodies, not strident melodies, not hard rock melodies, melodies that knock the mind out of its sensitivity, but they lull the mind into its gentleness and into its caringness and into its quality of love, of real love. Not just sexual love or not just passionate love for music and for power and things, but a love of the flowers and the birds and the bees and the things that are gentle in life. So you and I, we each can have this experience too. We can go through life having the gentle, loving, sensitive, caring things going about in our world. If you have a chance to get the songs of the 40s from whatever area you get them, on your MP3 or on your music store or whatever, or even just the words, you'll find that they're a very positive antidote to some of the things that are going on in our thinking today. Rather than thinking about how sad things are, start thinking how glad you are. Be the Pollyanna and watch the miracles happen in your life. Watch the joy happen in your life. Oh, yes, they have a few sad songs, it's sure, but don't pay attention to them. There'll always be a few sad people in the world, a few people in the world who want to say to you, life's not beautiful. And what do you say to them? You say to them, for me, life is always beautiful. But it can't be, because it's not for me. For me, life is always beautiful. But it can't be. But for me, it's always beautiful. But it can't be! And you say, why can't it be? For me, it's always beautiful. I look out here and I see the rain falling and I say, wonderful, everything's going to turn green. I look out here and I see the snow falling. I say, wonderful, everything is turning white and all of the things that might have been a little dirty and schmutzig are covered by the white snow and they're beautiful. Oh, doesn't it look like, when the first snow falls of any season, everybody runs to the window and says, it's snowing, it's snowing, it's snowing, and they run outside and they want to make a snow angel and do everything because the snow is so beautiful. And when it's raining, they say, let's sit inside in front of the fireplace and tell stories. And when it's windy and blowing, they say, let's take a walk. And let's get blown down the street. And let's have fun, you know. And when it's thundering and lightning, oh, that's the time to sit at the window and look out and see the sky. We used to say, God is having an opportunity to move his furniture around. And bang, bang, boom, boom. And when he'd hit a couple pieces of furniture because he's in such a big hurry, the lightning flashes and stuff. Oh, we used to have all sorts of things like that. But the thing is, it's a joy. There's love and harmony and peace in everything, no matter what the weather. The weather outside is frightful. The fire is so delightful. Ah-da-da-da-da-da, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Now, every song can be a joyous song. The day will come when we'll no longer listen to grand opera, or else we'll rewrite the words for grand opera. Instead of having the words be very sad activities in people's lives, it'll be the joyous activities. It'll be the Pollyanna of opera. And I look forward to that day. I think that'd be beautiful. I may write the first opera in a Pollyannish term. And why not? And you laugh?
Yeah, huh.
For goodness gracious sakes, who knows what may come out of Jerusalem, you know?
Maybe
Bethlehem, yeah. Who knows? But anyhow, be positive, be joyous, be wonderful. Let go and let the divine in you sing the songs of the 40s with your own words and your own ideas. The melodies are so great. Mersey dotes and dozy dotes and little lambs a divey, a kiddle a divey too, wouldn't you? Oh, Mersey dotes and dozy dotes and little lambs a divey, a kiddle a divey too, won't. Now, if mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy plants, that's the way it goes. And but you say it so fast, it sounds silly. And this is what is the fun of it. To make it sound silly. It's a very thing. And there are many songs like this, especially that came out in the 40s, because they were rhymes and riddles. They weren't rap-type songs, but they were rhymes and riddle songs that had real meaning to them and lots of fun to them. You can make a song of your life right now by singing anything you like. Take any song you like. That's what we do in the joy songs. And then we put positive words to them. If any of you are interested and would like a copy of the Joy Songs, please put a couple of dollars in an envelope, in a self-addressed envelope, and mail it to us, and we will send you one or more Joy Songs according to your request. And the booklet has a melody that it's sung to and the words, but you don't get the melody. It'll be like Blue Daniel or Old Man River or something like that. And then below it has the words that rhyme to that sort of a song. And everywhere we go in the world, we go down to every port in Germany and Russia and Canada and United States and Mexico and South America and in Africa, no matter where we go, Italy, all through Europe, and we sing these joy songs, and they love it. They love it so much that they keep all of our songs. And so we have to print up more of them. But make a deluge and send us your order right now. We won't charge you anything for the songs. Just send the stamped envelope so that we can put the thing into the envelope for you and send it out. How much would that envelope cost, Ingeborg?
60 cents.
60 cents on the envelope. Okay, so do that, and you will be the most delighted, happy person in the world, and you'll be singing such songs as, I have such a wonderful memory, I have such a wonderful mind, I have such a wonderful memory, I have such a wonderful mind. And what's another one, Ellen?
I am only perfection, and perfect in every way. Each time I look in the mirror, I see only God in me. To know me is to love me. I know I am God, God I am. Now I am only perfection, and I'm perfect in every way. Now I am only perfection, and I'm perfect in every way. Now I know I am God, God I am. Now I know I am God, God I am.
Thank you, Ellen. Sylvia?
Oh, when the light in me shines forth, then my world is truly illumined, for my world is what I am.
Oh, when the light...
I am God.
I am God, God I am. 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 I am God, God I am.
And that's just a sampling of what we happen to bring up around the table here. Now, if it delights you as much as it delights us, let us hear from you. This is God Unlimited, University of Healing, 1101 Far Valley Road, F-A-R, Far Valley Road, Campo, C-A-M-P-O, California, 91916. And you can just send it simply to the GIST, G-I-S-T, and Campo, California, 91906, and it'll get to us. And we'll be happy to respond to you, because we love you. Have a wonderful evening, have a wonderful day, have a wonderful life, because you're wonderful. And I know that, because I'm wonderful, and you're my reflection. I love you.